You'll be back from the gym in a bit, and I couldn't be more excited. I've been planning this weekend for some time now. It's taken a bit of arranging, but it's something that I've been dreaming of forever. I couldn't help myself last night, thinking of what I was going to do to you today. I started to touch myself. If I didn't come then and there, I don't think I would have been able to sleep at all. And when I did finally come and get that release, it wasn't just once. It was over and over again. It left me drained, worn out, but finally able to sleep. So now I'm just here waiting for you, dressed up in my latex bra and panties, garters, latex stocking and 4-inch heels, makeup done just right. And when you walk in through that door, you'll know right away. You are mine this weekend, and there is nothing you will be able to do to change that. Because that is what you have agreed to. It's what I need, and it's what you need too. You aren't going to like what I'm going to do to you, and that, more than anything else, is what excites me. I want to make you hate it, knowing that you are still going to do it. I want to watch you grow more and more embarrassed, humiliated, ashamed, and not because this is some fetish or kink of yours, but because it's mine. And when I hear that door handle turn, I inhale deeply, and I can feel my pussy getting wet in my rubber panties. It feels so good. So when you step into the living room and you see me all dressed up, you know, and your face shows it. Fear, dread, anxiety. You drop your gym bag to the floor and exhale, closing your eyes. Do we have to? You ask, almost desperately. And my pussy tingles. Yes, Lucy, we have to, I reply. Your shoulders sink a bit and you lower your head. I was hoping, you start, but you cut yourself off, realizing nothing you say will matter at this point. Instead, you say to me the words that you will be uttering all weekend long. Yes, miss. I know how much you hate your sissy name. Lucy. So cute. Such a girly name. And I love how much you hate it and how it affects you. I give you the first instruction of the night. Go and take a shower and get yourself all cleaned up for me, Lucy. I emphasise your name, making sure it stings just a little bit. And you know what it means, to clean up. Not just the shower, but you need to shave. Not just your face, but your legs, your chest, your cock, your balls, your armpits. I've left your blonde wig on the vanity, along with some perfume. And when I see you again, you are going to be naked, except for your wig and chastity cage. And I have a surprise for you tonight. When you finish your shower, I look you over, inspecting you, and I tell you what a good girl you are for me. And I show you the new present that I have. Just for my Lucy. A new cage for your cock. Except this isn't really a cage. It's a flat metal disc that presses against your cock and forces it back inside your body. It makes your cock disappear and makes any kind of stimulation or erection impossible. I can't help but laugh as you beg me not to put it on you. But all your begging just makes me want to do it more. And once it is on, where you used to have a caged cock, now there is just a flat metal plate and no more cock for Lucy, I tell you, giggling just a bit. I adjust your wig, smiling. I think about brushing your hair, plaiting it, and that makes me smile even more. I went shopping today, Lucy, I explain. showing you the new bra and panties that I picked out for you. I know how much you hate pink. I try to be stern, but I can't help but laugh. You are getting really upset now, and I am loving it. I tease you, wondering aloud what all the guys at the gym would think if they could see you now. I cup your chin and raise your head, looking into your eyes. What's your name? I ask. And it takes you a moment before you are able to say it. My name, you whisper. My name is Lucy, miss. And I tell you what a good girl you are for me. And what are you, Lucy? Now this takes you a bit longer for you to respond, but you do and you say, I'm your sissy, miss. I try to be encouraging, but I just can't stop laughing. Good girl, Lucy, is all that I can manage through the giggles. The big, strong man who walked in the door is now standing in front of me, naked, wearing a blonde wig with his cock completely locked away. I see the tears welling up in your eyes, and you tell me that you don't want to do this, and I feel myself almost come. It isn't up to you, Lucy, I remind you. It isn't just that I'm holding the key to your chastity. It's so much more. You know what is getting me off. It's your misery, your fear, finding the one thing that cuts into your very sense of self. And I'm not just taking away your masculinity, I'm stealing your identity as well. And when I show you the new bra and panties that I've picked out, I watch you react. You look worried, afraid. And I don't just make you put them on, no. That would be too easy. I make you beg for your bra and your panties. And as you do, I press my fingers against my latex-covered pussy and touch myself, teasing my wet pussy and feeling myself squirm as you beg. When I give them to you and you put them on, you start to cry. I tell you that you need to let it go and just accept it. Accept your fate, and you shake your head and you beg me again to stop. But, sweetie, we both know that isn't going to happen. And I tell you that it is time for you to be my bondage sissy, and I take out the soft kid skin pink leather arm binder. It slips easily over your arms, and I buckle the straps over your shoulders, holding it in place. You're crying harder now, sniffling and sobbing as I pull the laces tight, trapping your arms behind you. You are helpless. You are going to stay that way all weekend, bound, no hands. And I remind you of all the things that you can no longer do. You can't feed yourself or use the bathroom without my help. You can't even open a door if I choose to shut it. Now, when I caress your cheek, it feels so different. I guide you over to my dressing table and sit you down in the chair, facing the mirror. I let you look at yourself for a few minutes. I want you to see yourself and remember. I add another spritz of perfume to your neck and laugh. Lucy needs to smell pretty, I tease. I start to do your makeup and watch as you slowly resign yourself to your fate. Foundation and blush, bright red lipstick, long fake lashes, mascara, eyeliner, shadow, highlighter, all the things you watch me put on in the morning, going on your face. And when I'm done, you look so pretty. Not quite like a girl, but definitely no longer a man. And that's when I decide to tell you that I have two surprises for you. You shake your head and you beg me, not even knowing what I'm about to tell you. you just know it isn't going to be good. Usually, our sissy sessions are just for the night. And when I tell you this is going to last all weekend, you try and talk your way out of it. Oh, the more desperate you get, the more it turns me on. I grab my Hitachi and I step behind you. I tell you to look at yourself in the mirror, and I tell you to repeat over and over the following phrase: my name is Lucy, and I'm your pretty sissy. And you do, whimpering, crying, hating it, hating me. And I press the Hitachi against my swollen, wet pussy, and the combination of the latex and the vibration brings me so close to the delicious edge. I tease myself watching you in the mirror, hearing your words over and over again. My name is Lucy, and I'm your pretty sissy. Soon I am shaking, trembling, coming over and over, and finally, when I can't manage another and my legs can't hold me, I switch the vibrator off. Your tears have smeared your makeup, and I can tell we are going to need to fix that for your second surprise. You barely even respond, still mumbling your mantra, until I tell you it's okay to stop. I feel myself covered in sweat. The latex is hot. And now I tell you your second surprise. Tonight, I'm going to teach you how to suck a cock. I see you look around for the strap-on, the one I use to fuck your face and your ass. And looking at each other in the mirror, I slowly shake my head with a smirk on my lips. No, Lucy, not a strap-on. Not a fake cock for my pretty sissy. I watch you start to freak out, tugging frantically at your bound arms. A real cock, I say in your ears. I watch as the fear starts to take over and your desperation grow more and more intense. I feel my pussy tingling again. Guess who? I tease. And you close your eyes and shake your head, refusing to even answer. I'll give you one hint. You just spent an hour working out at the gym together. Now your eyes widen and you start to beg desperately. True begging. And now that your tears have dried, I fix your makeup for you. And it isn't long until our doorbell rings. I tell you to wait here while I answer the door. And when I do, you recognise the voice immediately. Someone you know from the gym. And you have a listen while I flirt with him and pour him a drink. I call you in and tell him that he is to call you Lucy tonight. Whether he wants to after tonight is going to be up to him. And when you walk in, dressed in your pink panties and bra and your leather armbinder, with your wig and your makeup, he laughs at you and looks at me. Such a pretty thing, he says, and you blush head to toe. I lead you over to a spot on the floor right beside the couch where I have put out two pink pillows for you. I kneel down beside you and your friend lowers his trousers and boxers and shows off his impressive cock. It's large, 8, maybe 9 inches. I start to explain how to use your lips, your tongue, your throat, and I take your friend's cock in my mouth and I begin to suck him, feeling him stuffed inside my warm, wet mouth. He moans and slowly thrusts. I lick and suck on the head of his cock, kissing and playing with it with my lips and my tongue. I stand up, and he shifts over in front of you. I hold your pretty sissy head and guide it towards his cock, shiny and wet with my saliva. You're shaking as the tip of his cock touches your lips, sobbing. Open wide, Lucy, I instruct, and you part your lips. Your breathing is shallow and I can hear you crying even more. You gag as he slides his cock into your mouth and instinctively you try to pull away. But, Lucy, I hold your head firmly, forcing you to take his whole cock in your mouth. He picks up the pace, fucking your face harder. And I tell you what a good little cocksucker you are, and feel myself getting more and more excited as you suck his big, hard cock. I lean forward over your back and begin kissing him passionately. And before long, he is breathing harder and harder and I pull away. I want to make sure that his cock is in your mouth when he comes. Good sissy swallow, Lucy, I tell you. And when he comes in your mouth, you gag and splutter a bit, but you do exactly as you were told. He pulls his cock out and I tell you to kiss it, like a good girl. And you do. Arms still bound and I help you down to the floor where you rest a bit. I sit down on the couch with your friend and we kiss. And soon, his hands are touching me all over. And not long after, I am begging him to fuck me. He has no trouble getting hard again and he tells me that having cum in Lucy's mouth already will make him last longer this time. He peels away my latex panties and slides his big cock inside my pussy and we fuck for close to an hour while you squirm on the floor, bound, cockless, with the taste of his cum in your mouth and filling your belly. I lose track of how many orgasms I have and when we're done, we hold each other for a bit and have another drink, ignoring you. I have some cute silk pyjamas all picked out for you to sleep in tonight. And before we sleep, you'll be tasting his cum once again. But this time, by licking it from my stretched, sore cunt. And as he gets up to leave, he kisses me again. I show him to the door, and when I come back, I see you. And I explain what comes next. Girlfriends always do boy talk. So, before bed, we are going to talk about how dreamy your friend is, how much we love his cock, and compare notes on cock sucking. You tell me you just want to go to sleep and I scold you. I don't want to hear another word from you, Lucy, unless you're talking about being a good little cocksucker. Do you understand? You nod softly and whisper back to me, "Yes, miss." I guide you to the bedroom and help you onto the bed. Now, Lucy, tell me how much you loved sucking cock. And before you can speak, I say one last thing to you. He was right, you know. You really are such a pretty thing.